Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Atlanta! We are one game away from the World Series. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man! If you can't get excited about what's in front of us, I need to check your pulse because Mike and I talked plenty about this yesterday. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new opportunity. And that was the situation last night for our Braves, Mike. And boy, did they respond. The Braves' bats heated up, and they made the plays necessary last night in Game 4.
And I got to be honest, as my wife called in to say, will you guys get your energy up? You sound like a couple of depressed housewives. You know, because we were like, oh, man, no Hinoa. Oh, man, you know, now Hinoa's done for the rest of the series. And then we also found out about the lineup. Oh, what are they doing putting Rosario fifth? That's stupid. And why is Dansby leading off? Unbelievable. How about the inning and a half for Adam Duvall, Carl? Unbelievable catch in the field, the big fly. I mean, it was just so many good things, and that's why, you know, I know from the outside looking in, we try to get people to not buy into Atlanta-itis because this team doesn't know anything about that stuff. They're there to win the World Series.
Yeah, I was so happy to see this team do what they've done all season. This is what people around the country don't know. They don't know how resilient this team is. They thought the Dodgers, you know, blew it for us 2 days ago. They thought it was all over. The Bellinger home run, that's a wrap. The Braves are done. And it's never been that way, specifically this season, with all the things that have happened with our team. I couldn't be more excited about the opportunity tonight. Can we finish it? I hope we do. I got to tell you, it would be sweet to finish it on their field.
Yes.
But if it doesn't happen, we still get to come back to the A, and we'll have a couple of opportunities to do that.
I don't know what Brian Anderson and Ron Darling will do if that is the case, and the Braves pop the champagne here at Dodger Stadium.
Are you saying the broadcast seemed a little biased?
I don't know what you're talking about. But maybe secretly I am auditioning for the Dodger gig. I appreciate the opportunity TBS has given me, but greener pastures lie at Dodger Stadium.
It was ridiculous. And everybody who follows us on Twitter, and we hope you do, you were right. You saw it. You heard it.
Right.
It was biased last night. I don't care what anybody says. You can roll the tape back. It was, oh, the Dodgers need something to happen here. Hello, what about the Braves, idiots?
I mean, it's like, and the Braves take a 6-run lead, which, of course, can be beat with a grand slam and a 2-run homer. And that's how the Dodgers will get right back in this, folks. No, turn those cars around in the parking lot.
Where are you going?
I mean, it's like,
you know, come back in here.
You know, you don't want to sound like a hayseed, but I swear, man, everybody's picking up on this vibe. I was even talking to a buddy of mine in New York. He's got no skin in the game. He goes, wow, is it just me or the announcers on the Dodgers jock last night? I said, I know.
Yeah, here's the thing. It's Dukes and Bell of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, guys. By the way, we are broadcasting live at State Farm Arena,
Bang!
And we will focus certainly on our Braves, but we're going to talk about our Hawks as well. The one thing, Mike, and I got to pull this up because it made me laugh last night, and I didn't even retweet it. I just saw it and said, you know what, I'm going to sit on this. But MLB, the MLB official Twitter account, okay,
and if you as in like all of baseball.
Yes. tweeted out, it's time for Dodger baseball with the picture of Urias warming up, and it says, watch NLCS Game 4 now on TBS Network. Where is the mention of the other team that happens to be our team?
Right. It's time for simply Game 4 of the NLCS.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, again, you just feel like there's, and again, it's not an inferiority complex. It just feels like we're getting jobbed, you know? So the good news is the Braves can wrap it up tonight, and you've got Max Fried on the bump. You know, you and I talked so much yesterday about, you know, things we were worried about and the travails of the lineup and the issues with the pitching. No, and now the Dodgers are crying poverty. Now the Dodgers are talking, oh, the injury bug has got us.
Excuses. I go, look,
nobody has gone through more than we have. And by the way, I'm sorry, Dodgers. I'm sorry that you spent all your money on Mookie Betts. You know, you feel, you know, Lux is a better hitter, so you put him in the outfield. The guy lets everything drop in front of him, right? And then Dave Roberts wants to mishandle his pitchers. That's his problem. I'm sorry you signed Trevor Bauer and he turned out to be a sociopath.
Yeah.
That's not our problem, right?
We had our own issues. We've had a lot to overcome, a lot to deal with. I don't want to hear any of that.
Right.
I just don't want to hear any of that. 404-741-0929. This is the team that won more games than us. This is the team that spent almost $100 million more than us. This is the team that everybody apparently wants to win.
Right.
I don't want to hear any of that. Follow us on Twitter, guys. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. And, of course, follow this radio station at 929 The Game.
Is it because Major League Baseball blew the Astros' cheating scandal? They want the Dodgers to play the Astros? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what the mindset would be behind all the juice they're throwing in L.A.
Well,
other than it's a bigger market than Atlanta.
Listen, it's an interesting storyline. Right. If you talk about rehashing what was and giving the Dodgers a chance to redeem their World Series that they lost by cheating. But that's not how this works. That's not how the game works. The game works with the better team that plays the best over a seven-game series ultimately advances. I don't care if it's the Dodgers or anybody else. It looks like the Astros are going to advance. I don't know if they will. We'll see if the Red Sox respond and what happens.
Right.
But if it's us and Astros, so be it. The Dodgers have their opportunity, and they're just not taking advantage of it.
And the other thing is, real quick, Carl, I know the Dodgers obviously is a larger market, the number two media market
in
the country, and all that entails, and the money, the revenue. But the Braves, guys, up until about what? How long ago did TBS switch off the Braves? Is that 15 years now we're going on that?
At least.
But TBS, the Braves are still a national brand. There are still people in the flyover states. Anytime the Braves play anywhere in the country, you always see Braves fans there. And that goes back to the Superstation case. So to me, I still think we're a brand. Maybe we don't have the star power, but again, that's because maybe you're just not paying attention to what this team is doing.
Yeah, the two teams who benefited the most in the 80s specifically and beyond, Mike, was the Cubs and the Braves.
Right.
I mean, you had, and part of that was regional, but when you're on across the country, this is why you find Braves fans in Iowa.
Right, exactly. You
know? So it's the craziest thing. But, guys, let's talk about some of the specifics of the game. We will certainly talk about our Hawks opening up here at State Farm tonight. Atlanta United had one and then gave it away. We'll get into that as well. But, Mike, the hero of this game, Eddie Rosario. Now, he's one guy. But the other guy, let's give props, man, Drew Smyly. I mean, I didn't expect it. I didn't know what we were going to get.
Right.
He pitched marvelous last night, guys, in a huge spot after Jesse leaves the game and you hand the ball to Smyly. And, Mike, I'm sitting there going, all right, crap, what's going to happen? Because I was nervous. I'm not going to lie to you.
Right. And, again, Chavez got through it, and then we got on to, again, about what we expected. You and I said we could get 4 1/3. What were we going to get from Smyly? I thought it was a pretty solid outing. I don't think you could really expect more and get more than 3 1/3, two earned runs against that Dodger lineup. Chris Martin came in. Minter, let's talk about Minter, how good Minter's been this series, man. He keeps stealing. Matzik came in. No need for Luke Jackson, although he was warming up for a minute there, and then Will Smith closes it out by the time it's a 7-run lead. But the bullpen continues to do its job. But for me, man, it's a combination of Rosario and the Adam Duvall show. I mean, two RBIs and obviously the big home run, but then stealing a run from the Dodgers, a big play in the outfield.
That was huge. Bo and I, we were talking about that. I said that might be the play of the year if we win this series.
Right.
Because just like late in game three, they needed a spark. If that ball goes out of the park, Mike, maybe that's the spark. If that ball goes off the wall, it was a triple.
Right.
And makes a hell of a play. Who, by the way, he's not a natural center fielder guy.
No, he's a corner guy, but he's always been a good fielder going back to his time with the Reds. Very under a big guy that moves pretty well in the outfield. We saw that. He's a gold glover. And I just mentioned on the flip side, they've got Lux in the lineup because they like his bat, and he doesn't know how to play balls that most center fielders would catch in the outfield. And that's an advantage to the Bravos, man. Look, Mookie Betts is arguably pound for pound the best player in the sport, but they've got him in right field.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Hell of a win last night. And as we said, tonight it's 8:08 first pitch. It is free. We could not now, after a bullpen start, be in a better situation to not only win tonight, but moving forward for game 6 and 7 if they take place, Mike, because that was the one game we were worried about. Now it shifts. The Dodgers have a bullpen start tonight. And they are wondering how they are going to manage their pitchers. And you talked about it. Dave Roberts, for all the things, we ran through, I think, 9 pitchers in game 3. They end up coming back and winning. Mm-hmm. And then we ran through a bunch of guys last night. They have an issue now, how they're going to manage their pitching staff. Meanwhile, we're in perfect shape.
Now, again, if Max Fried does what Max Fried does and just keeps calm and collected and handles his business, you know, give up one or two runs tops, then we're going to be going to the World Series, guys, because this team is just, again, I don't want to get all, you know, melodramatic with Team of Destiny and all that, but, you know, but one of the things, well, we were lamenting all the things we didn't like about what had happened the night before, because that was a heartbreaker to lose a game like that, is the fact that this team, and you said it, is so resilient. This team is so clutch. Team has come back every, I mean, we had our own fans in this city saying, I had no point in investing in this team at the trade deadline. Now look where we are.
I know. Don't you wish that, aren't you glad we didn't do that?
Right.
I certainly am. We're live at State Farm Arena, guys, and tonight starts a quest for us and this Hawks basketball team to get to an NBA Finals. We are on the cusp of doing it with the Braves, and the Hawks almost got there last year. But I can't tell you, just like with the excitement for the Braves, and I'm not trying to match what's bigger or what – I just want to enjoy what's going on in our city, okay?
Right.
And the excitement for the Hawks right now and the start of the season is off the charts. Some of you have said this. You've been here 20, 25, 30 years, even during the Dominique days.
Right.
You hadn't sensed this. And I think part of it is because we have a young core who we're going to see grow over the next 3, 4, 5 years. The guys have been locked up for the most part, you know, for the, that you talk about having a chance to extend the guys that you needed to extend. You've done that. Travis Link's done a great job. We now trust Nate. We know what he's about. And we have a star. We have a superstar in Trae Young, who is the guy that makes this go. Why would you not be excited about what's in front of the Hawks? So tonight that starts, and ironically it starts against Luka Doncic.
Yeah, man, ESPN dropped the story about one of those technical advisors that was part of the soap opera in Dallas. So more on the dysfunction on opening day in the NBA. I read that story this afternoon. But yeah, man, we've got the guys, and more importantly, Carl, we've got the juice, we've got the swag. I cannot wait to get to that gift shop when it opens up, because, brother, they've got the coolest swag for 2021, and I'm telling you, it's going to be a free-for-all in there when people come through the gates and they see the new gear for this year.
We're live at State Farm tonight. It's Hawks, Mavs. I can't – I don't even know. We got to call our guys here and find out. I don't even know if they're tickets. I'm going to be honest with you. This thing is a hot ticket in town, but if there are, you better get on it. We'll find out a little bit later on and let you know what's going on there. When we come back, we'll get into some headlines, talk more about Atlanta United, who – they should have won that game.
Yes, we should have. Yes, we should have.
It's Dukes and Bell.
Bang!
It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at State Farm Arena. Feels good to be back in the building tonight. Hawks taking on the Mavs as they get their season started. NBA is underway. But obviously, guys, we're focused on getting to the World Series and how that happens. Maybe tonight it happens. Mike, momentum's a hell of a thing, and all of a sudden it has shifted back into our corner after last night's win with our Braves beating the Dodgers, guys. And, you know, if we win tonight, I think, again, it's just sweeter. I'll take a win over the next three games. I don't care how we get it,
right.
But if we win in L.A., how much does that stick it to them and say, hey, you know, all the things that have been said – I'd rather win tonight, man.
You know, look, we had mentioned earlier before the commercial break, we had injuries all throughout the season, all throughout, you know, even, you know, late, and then got nailed with Solaire. I mean, so we lose Solaire for COVID. So Justin Turner is confirmed with that hamstring. It's that bad that
he's out.
Is out for the rest of the postseason for the Dodgers. And, look, like the Dodgers or not, he is a guy who stirs the drink, and had a lot of clutch moments with that team over the years. So they lose their, you know, I always think of, like, the redhead from the crazy wildling from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I see him. But anyway, so Justin Turner, he's out.
Gosh,
they don't have their starters, obviously not to have Clayton Kershaw, but again, we cry us a river. We went into that the NLCS last year with only three pitchers and guys that had no postseason experience. So to have Max Fried again versus a bullpen start advantage Atlanta.
All right, guys, plenty to dive into. Hawks are trying to play, and you're not going to do this tonight, but I'm talking about over the course of the season for home court in the playoffs. We're trying to be a top four seed. We've been talking about that with Atlanta United,
right.
You know, and how important it is to try to be a top four seed to get a home match. And that's the Hawks' goal as they get the season started tonight. You know, you could talk about championships and, you know, Eastern Conference Finals. We're a long way from that. You just got to every day get better and see how this team continues to develop. But I really like our team a lot. We'll be talking more about that throughout the course of the afternoon. It's Dukes and Bell, Turtle, Chris behind the glass, Bo Morgan executive producing. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
We have a commanding 3-1 lead despite the bias of the broadcast team last night.
I don't know what you're talking about. This Dodger team has an amazing resilience. Isn't that right, Ron, darling? Wait,
yeah.
Ron is curled up crying in the corner. I mean, you know, Frenchie's got to be biting his lip. Jeff Francoeur, for those that have been watching, has got to be biting his lip this entire broadcast. I mean, it's just some of the things you hear. When there's a big hit, I swear you hear Roger Allen go, yes! Yeah. Like, was he got 10 grand on the Dodgers?
He's got to. Last night, when I heard somebody struck out last night, a big moment, and literally Darling was like, this has got to stop. And I was like, wait, did he just say that?
I was like, for what?
Did he just say that?
Just don't. I mean, at first I thought you think you're losing your mind, like you're hearing voices in your head, and you realize, no, this is actually being said on the television.
Hey, here's what went down, though. Kudos to Smiley. I know we have been down on him, and I'm talking about Braves Nation, and rightfully so. We thought we were going to get more for our money's worth.
Right.
Last night, he lived up to the expectation. Brian Snicker was talking about it.
No, I admire him so much in the professionalism and how he stays ready. He doesn't, you know, it's just he's always ready to go. And he's been through a lot. He's been a big part. I mean, he won a lot of games for us. We won a lot of games that he started. And then we shied away from him. And you know, he just keeps working. It's like he'll do anything. Like I say, he's a true professional to handle situation like he has and to perform like he has. I got a lot of admiration for that man.
Well, I respect that as well, because that's what you hope to get in professional sports. And I'll give you guys an example. You want Drew Smiley, who didn't pitch a lot, wasn't sure when he was going to get the ball, and then when he got it, came through for his team. Or do you want a guy like Ben Simmons?
Right.
Who quits on his team, doesn't want to be at practice, and doesn't feel like, you know what, he's being treated fairly, demanding out, and now being a distraction. I'm not calling Smiley that. What I'm saying is, Mike, there's many ways to go about this. Smiley has been the constant professional.
Right, and his father has been dealing with a serious illness. It was documented during the summer that he wasn't sure when he was going to be able to pitch. His father, Todd, got a chance to be at Truist Park, watch him pitch for the first time since 2019 this year. So his dad has been on his mind. And again, you know, as we said, you know, it's being a professional, you have to compartmentalize that. But the guy's got some stuff on his plate, not to mention, as you said, you and I, and we were the only ones by, what, middle of May, we got to get rid of this guy. We got to outright release him.
Yeah.
But he's able to battle back. And can you contribute when it matters most? And he is.
Let's go, Max Fried. We're going to talk about Game 5 tonight, first pitch, 8:08. We talked to Arthur Smith yesterday, exclusively on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach Arts comes on our show every Wednesday, guys. And Mike asked him about, you know, what's going on with the right tackle position. Arthur Smith says, listen, who's ever there, including Jason Spriggs, I'm pretty confident.
Why he's here, and we'll be evaluated, and pray and see. And obviously, Dave Ragone, Charles London was with him. Ted Monachino was with him. Like what you saw on film, he played in NFL games. He's done a decent job of practice.
Yeah, man, Spriggs could be the guy. Ryan Gosling's going to play tackle.
Wow.
No, but it's deep on the depth chart, but it seems like Spriggs sounds to be, that's what I heard Arch talking about the other day on Randy and Andy and Randy's show. So could be the dude. They want to keep Mayfield in the guard position where he's getting better and better.
I agree with that. Now, coming up in our NFL Blitz, it's going to be at 3:20 today, because at 3, we're going to talk to A.J. Terrell, our corner for our Atlanta Falcons, is going to join us at 3 o'clock. We'll get his take on what he's seen on film and what he expects against the Dolphins. But the Dolphins are big news. And, Mike, you know, we left the show yesterday. All these rumors are out there about Deshaun Watson getting traded to the Dolphins.
And we now have heard some other things. They're like John McClain and Carl, you hear him on the show. Carl's known him for years out in Houston. John's not a guy who's going to be used as a pawn in the Texans game. But some people who didn't have the story are making it sound like the Texans are putting everybody on blast. Like, hey, we're going to do this deal. So if you're interested, Washington.
Yeah.
If you're interested. Now, Washington is rumored to be part of the three teams involved in this deal. If you're interested, Philadelphia. You know, you need to come correct. But it just seems like, you know, the owner of the Dolphins, Stephen Ross, has wanted this. And really wants, at least that's been out there for a while, even though a lot of the Dolphin reporters still say that's an external story, not an internal story.
All right. So here's where I'm at with this. And again, for all the Dolphin fans that we've been talking with across social media, it's a quarterback league. I've said it for years. You see it. You see how this thing works. If you don't believe in the quarterback, and here's the difference in today's NFL versus 15 years ago. 15 years ago, you draft a guy, you stayed with him even if he was bad.
Right.
Now, Mike, 3 years. If I know you're not any good or you're not what I expected, we're moving on. And,
right.
And the Dolphins have had a lot of draft capital. This is why they're able to make a deal like this. This is why everybody was pointing to Miami, because, hey, they've got first, second, third rounders that they can trade away. Here's the point I'm getting to. Stop telling me it's not Tua. These things just don't come out of thin air. I think these conversations have been ongoing. I think Chris Turtle back at the studio yesterday said this has got to be a trade for next year. Even if it is, it says we have no confidence in Tua.
Right. I mean, you saw what happened in Chicago with Mitchell. Don't call me Mitch Trubisky. I mean, you know, you know when you know. I mean, we saw it. I mean, I think Denver is kind of realizing they don't really have a quarterback either. I think Denver should be in the mix for Deshaun Watson, too.
I agree. So we'll see where that story goes. More in our NFL Blitz.
I'm going to do an iTeam investigation this weekend down in Fort Lauderdale. I think we're going to start at Tootsie's, Carl. We're going to get down there and get under people's fingernails, see what's going on down there in South Florida about this.
I can't wait. Hey, Atlanta United, man. And first of all, let's give a big shout-out to our man Mike Conte. He had the TV call last night, did a great job. I know Jason Longshore stepped in for the play-by-play on our radio station at 929 The Game. Big Red was in. That's the color analyst.
It's funny, I texted Jason. I was like, by the way, I'm in the men's room. You sound great, because they pipe the play-by-play all around. But, yeah, Big Red, Jeff Lorenowitz was working with Jason. I got home last night after the Braves game was over, watched some of Mike, and Mike did a great job on the score and the goal call and everything. But a very frustrating when a tie really feels like a loss. You lead the match 1-0. They had a couple other scoring opportunities. George Bello hit it off the crossbar in the second half. And then, unfortunately, Carl, I thought at first it wasn't a legitimate foul. And then the replay showed they were fouled right outside the box, a dangerous position. And a guy named Gudmundur Torrensen, I believe he's from Scandinavia, he hits this unbelievable shot. And Brad goes as high as he can in the air, and he can't stop it. So it's a score that ties the game in the 90th minute.
I don't want to compare this to earlier matches. But remember early in the season, we were giving up late goals.
Right.
And we kept saying, what's going on? Why are we giving up these opportunities late? That's what it felt like. That match last night felt like a match earlier in the season, mm-hmm. prior to the managerial change, okay, right. when we were giving up those matches where we'd have a lead and then all of a sudden a team would score late. Moreno, his goal, Mike, and Mike just showed me, we were watching it here on the computer, we're live at State Farm Arena. What an unbelievable goal that
and
was.
And set up by our man Araujo, who puts a perfect pass. And then basically, sort of a half galazzo, because he was beautifully positioned by Marcelino on the fly.
Let's hear what it sounded like.
Jesus Medina, there's a steal. This is Araujo to Moreno. Score! The run of play, Atlanta United opens the scoring in the 17th minute with Moreno's 9th goal of the year.
Yeah.
See, that's television play-by-play. He lets the picture tell us a story.
You don't have to talk.
He doesn't smother it. Great job by Conte. And by the way, it was beautiful. The crowd was going ape. A lot of people also on their phones like me. A lot of folks, what's the Braves score? Everybody who's, you know, both soccer and baseball trying to figure it out last night what was going on.
And I think that'll be happening here tonight. Yeah. I'm here tonight. I'm going to take in the Hawks and Mavs, but obviously I'll be paying attention to what's going on with the Braves.
Hey, one last nugget on United. So we only get 1 point last night for the draw. We are still above the playoff line, but
6.
We want to get to fourth where we get at least one home playoff game. So there's teams that can leapfrog us with wins. So yeah. we're not controlling our destiny, but 3 points would have really put us in a great spot last night.
Yeah, we are in the 6th spot in the playoffs currently right now. We still have a chance to move up, or down, should I say, but can't let that happen, man. Nope. I needed those 3 points last night. Needed those 3. All right, man, coming up, we're going to talk more about our Braves, guys, because this is an exciting time. We talked about the first time having home field advantage, maybe winning a pennant since 1999, and we are on the verge of that. This team did not panic. It did not falter when it came to being beat the way they did the other night. And we've seen it, both sides. I said those moments can destroy anything that you've got going on, and you go, man. And you don't come back from it. And we've said that. That wasn't the case with this Braves team. We're going to talk more about that, talk more about tonight's start. This is the biggest start for Max Fried in his career, period. He has a chance because in pitching, with Major League Baseball, the pitcher has a chance to put the team on his back and literally take us there. Fried could do that tonight. We'll talk about it next. Headlines brought to you by ATL Live Well, guys. Don't just live, live well. Call them today. Call ATL Live Well today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dukes and Bell, we're live at State Farm Arena tonight. The Hawks taking on the Mavs. Home opener, guys, and we're excited about it. Want to remind you, the BetQL Network is available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and website. It's wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night, guys. And your one-stop shop for betting info. Get sports betting tips from local talent, national experts, sports betting and entertainment content for both the casual and the hardcore bettors. BetQL Network, only on the Odyssey app. Mike, tonight, and I don't mean to put any pressure, this is not pressure. I think Max Fried knows this. Mm-hmm. Nobody has to tell him in the clubhouse today, but this is the biggest start of his young career. Right. Hopefully he has many more. You know, we talk about Smoltz and Glavin and those guys. They had multiple big starts like this throughout their career as the Braves won and, you know, had those runs. And we're hoping the same thing for Fried. But he hasn't had a start that he could literally, Mike, pitch in a game where he could go seven innings,
right,
shut down the Dodgers lineup, we hopefully score some runs, and he is really the reason why we advance. It's the only sport that you can do this. Basketball, you still got to pass the ball to your teammates.
Right.
Football, quarterbacks got to throw the ball down the field. And baseball, I can hand the ball to you and literally watch you dominate for seven or eight innings if possible. So I think this is the most important start of his career. Now, how does he fare? How does he come through? I don't know. But I wouldn't rather have anybody else tonight in this spot.
He just seems to be a guy that, you know, to say cool, customers cliched, but that's just his style, man. You know, you hear those sound bites even after they, you know, they beat the Brewers to advance the NLCS. You know, it's like, yeah, it's a good series, really excited. You know, so I mean, he's just that kind of guy. And you know, you want a guy obviously who's not going to lose his cool, and you know, he's from Southern California. He can handle this moment. So that's it really. Not, I mean, knock wood, because it's funny, last night, I don't want to get overconfident, because last night, misery and depression seemed to work out for us in the big picture. But how
should we act that way today?
How we were handicapping this. Oh, why is Rosario batting fifth? I don't know. But yeah, man, you wouldn't want anybody else up there. And then, you know, the Dodgers, I just love how the Braves are forcing the action. You know, like, how about very unsnicker-like to have a steal last night, you know, late in the game, and
you're
actually
right.
Get a guy to say, and actually, it was like you're manufacturing a run, which, you know, is something we don't really talk about with this team. There's just things that are happening where the Dodgers, and again, I can't speak to a hangover for their thing. We already discussed their injuries. They just haven't been as clutch as the Braves. The Braves have just been playing better clutch. End of story.
I'll say this, too, about the steal late. You know, these relievers, but for both teams, are really good. You're not going to get four or five hits off of those guys.
Right.
So when you get somebody on, you've got to be able to advance them, maybe try to take a base. Now, I'll say this. They've been stealing on Travis d'Arnaud. You've been talking about
right.
this over the last couple of games. Max Fried has a great pickoff move. And I do think tonight, if they do find themselves with men on first and they're looking to run, Mike, they might get picked off. Freed has the ability with his pickoff move to do that. So that might slow the Dodgers down, right. But that's something that they've done a lot, too, in this series.
Right. Now, again, for those who don't remember last night at the top of the night, Dansby singles to lead off the inning. Then he steals second. And then Freddie, again, remember we talked about Freddie's just going with things, get himself back in the swing of things by going the opposite field. And then, of course, obviously, he cranks it down the right field line. Ground rule double. But because Dansby steals second, boom, he gets to go home. Right. So it was that worked out perfectly. They said, okay, now we got a cushion of 6-2. And then later we get the Rosario home run. So it's just then we just blew it wide open. But I just love how, again, cannot really fault any of the decisions that Snitker has made. You know, the Luke Jackson thing, that was the way the rhythm of the games had been played out, and he'd been using him the way he'd been using him. So you really cannot argue with Snitker. You and I were, I know I was upset. I didn't like the idea of Dansby leading off and Rosario in the five spot. It worked out perfectly.
No, it did.
And Rosario's the MVP right now this series.
Dude, there's nobody that's been hotter. And isn't this crazy? Freddie's done his part. He started out slow, but he's done his part. You know, Riley's done his part. Mm-hmm. But here's an unsung hero. Again, before the playoffs, I'm going to tell you that Eddie Rosario is going to be the hero, guys. He's going to help us win. Not only help us, he's going to literally help us advance to the World Series.
Right.
You would have said I'm crazy. So these are the guys that AA, Alex Anthopoulos, went out and picked up that have all worked. I don't know if we'll ever see this again, guys. I'm being honest with you. Four or five guys that you bring to a team, they mesh, but they perform. And they all have worked out. So it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. But I'll take it, Mike. And Rosario, let's be honest, man. All these guys, we talk about whether they're going to come back or not, they're all playing for something, too.
Right.
You know, they're looking for where they're going to end up moving forward. But I do think, and you see it when this team wins and the interaction, when guys get hits and the chop and all that stuff. These guys like each other, man.
You know, and Duvall, everybody loves Duvall in that clubhouse. And Duvall, obviously, you know, we don't have the budget the Dodgers have. So we had to let him go to Miami. And then we got him back for nothing. And then he comes back last night. The solo home run, robs Lux of the home run in center. Then has a sac fly later. I think I'll be scored on that. So everybody's contributing, man. And everybody, as you said, we don't have Soler. So, I mean, everybody's dealing with injuries. Obviously, we'd have to rewind everybody of what we did. The Dodgers now, unfortunately, Carl, their timing sucks. They're all dealing with us now in September and October. Well, world's smallest violin for the biggest payroll in baseball.
Yeah, the crazy thing is, you know, Freeman doubles to right in the ninth, and then the home run in the ninth. That just, you talk about just hitting somebody in the belly, right? In the stuff, just taking the wind out of somebody, right? I mean, even though they were down 6-2 at that point,
right,
because of the night before, right, we were all still a little bit like, okay, let's not let anybody get on, let's not have, and then boom, and it was just like somebody punched them in the stomach, and they went, yeah. I can't breathe.
That's my mother-in-law, because my mother-in-law was visiting on the way down to Florida, Carl, so I came home from the United match in time for mother-in-law, two bottles of wine into the evening. So last night, I guess they're going into, I think it was the seventh or eighth inning, my mother-in-law goes, well, it must be over, Mary Hart just left. You know, Mary Hart's Christmas behind home plate with her 100-year-old husband. But, yeah, it was great to see those taillights as the Los Angelinos are heading off into the night.
Now, can we talk about this for a minute? It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Coming up 3 o'clock, A.J. Terrell's going to join us. We're live at State Farm Arena tonight for our Hawks-Mavs home opener for the 2021-22 season. All this talk about our fan base, what we're not, what we don't do. Dodger Stadium has not been full when those games have started.
Oh, yeah.
It has not been full, okay? And I just want to point this out because everybody always wants to look at us and go, oh, Atlanta, Atlanta, Atlanta. Did you see the stadium?
Yeah.
It's not full. And, oh, by the way, the other night, Mike, when we're winning and they thought we were going to win before the comeback, a hell of a bunch of people left.
Correct. And this is the thing which, again, the lazy narrative, you talked about it when it started with Bill Plaschke with his comments about the battery and everything else, is, oh, we're the worst, most, like, we're not into it. It started that narrative about in the 2000s when we were getting beat and we couldn't get to the NLCS anymore. We're getting beat in those best of fives. And we'd have some 4 o'clock starts, and we'd have a third empty Turner Field. Okay. You watch the Yankees. There's nobody behind home plate. Nobody. Those seats that go for $10 zillion. You see Yankee Stadium and empty seats, but you just touched on it. Dodger Stadium. And I'm glad that the one thing Mr. Anderson did say last night on TBS was, it was a late-arriving crowd, and now they're leaving pretty early here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but why you bang on us, okay? And the other thing is, we're a city now, we're 6.5 million, 7 million people in our metro. You know, L.A. is nearly twice that.
Sure.
So you should be able to get 50,000 people in the ballpark on time.
That's the point.
Just like in New York.
You've got double the population.
Correct.
Right? And the whole idea isn't like, hey, everybody's stuck in traffic. I saw that over the last couple of games. I said, we definitely got to point this out. because it's a slight when people talk about Atlanta and what we don't do and what we're not, when in fact we are. Everything they're saying we're not. And then you look at these other cities. What the hell's going on out there? Come on, man.
Hey, Jeff Passan, who covers Major League Baseball, Carl, since the trade deadline, Adam Duvall, Jock Peterson, Eddie Rosario, Jorge Soler, 101 plate appearances in the postseason. They're batting a combined 341 with six homers and 21 RBIs.
I don't know if you'll ever see four or five moves all work in the same season. Hey, coming up, A.J. Terrell, corner for our Atlanta Falcons. He's playing great, guys. Falcons, Dolphins this weekend. We'll chop it up with A.J. next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!